Oh, I'm on a roll today. A second one that I want to talk about that I don't have time to write about. And I promised Jared Cunningham that I would write about this. So I must do something. Is the issues that Jared Cunningham, a freelance journalist who tweets under the handle @Faduda, has had accessing information in relation to the JobBridge program. For those of you who aren't aware of what JobBridge is, it's an internship program where those who go on the internship get paid a small stipend over and above their unemployment benefit. It's intended to be a scheme that allows people to develop skills and get exposure to workplaces and work practices to help improve their CV. But there is anecdotal and some clear factual evidence this scheme has been abused. Gerard, being a probing journalistic sort, went looking for information from the Department of Social Protection under FOI. His requests have been declined on the basis that there is an identifier which links a company to a job, and for security, that identifier is used as part of the login that the company uses when they are creating their JobBridge job adverts. Because of that, there is a security issue in making that information available. This is bunkum, to be honest with you. Absolute, unmitigated bunkum. What they have are two tables, two lists, probably in Microsoft SharePoint. I say this because I know the Department of Social Protection has invested heavily in SharePoint, and I'm a little bit familiar with setting up SharePoint lists and forms, having done it in a previous life. What they have is one list where the companies will have listed themselves and enrolled to be JobBridge hosts, JobBridge employers. That will have given a unique identifier on that list for the company. And then to create a job, to create an advert, there is a second list in SharePoint. So when the company goes to log in, they put their identifier in, and that allows them to create a job which is associated with their identifier on the other list, which allows for the production of statistics internally. People are able to make a correlation between these two lists. Jared was looking for data based on that correlation, but he was told that data was not available. Bunkum. Utter bunkum. The real answer is that the data could not be made available for cost purposes, could not be made available because the people who were driving the process don't know how to export it into an Excel spreadsheet and run a pivot table on it, or use Power Pivot in SharePoint to extract the data, or kick the data into Microsoft Access or something similar to enable data to be linked and a suitably streamlined report to be produced. But they're able to produce statistics that require the exact same joining of data to be made. Bunkum. This leads me to my point. That when an agency, any agency, be it public sector or private sector, engages in an information gathering, information management exercise, one of the things you need to be thinking of is what sort of reporting will we need to have and who are the stakeholders for this information? What information might they want to have? And design your system to be able to provide that. Understand the capabilities of the system you're bringing in. Understand what can and can't be done. Does linking two tables, two lists in SharePoint create a new record? No. It creates a new report, perhaps. But that in itself is not new data. It is simply a new representation of existing data. Being able to understand that difference is important. So, I wish Jared luck in tracking down the information he has sought. It is there. It's just the practical know-how to make the link occur in a way that doesn't disclose data doesn't seem to be there, or the wherewithal and willingness to act on that knowledge appears to be lacking.